Games and Literacy ESL Audio by Leola Motley. Copyright, C, 2018, all rights reserved by Leola Publications. Games are very effective tools to use for vocabulary, grammar, syntax, speaking, listening, and writing skills. It is important for ESL learners to understand about grammar and vocabulary and how the two work, because it is part of the foundation for writing and speaking. Using grammar games and vocabulary games are meaningful, skills are enhanced, because of the two. The earlier syntax is learned, the better. It is important to be able to recognize word orders and sentence structures. ESL learners will learn about how effective using games are and the importance of using games in this audio. ESL learners will be doing many literature activities. They will be reading passages, doing role playing, rearranging sentences, and answering questions. Games help ESL learners to learn. By using games, learners are able to learn freely. At the end of this audio, learners will be able to put sentences in the correct order and identify specific words. Learners will be critical thinkers, and learn how to be better listeners, and have better literacy skills. Because of this, learners will be more confident with learning the English language. Role-playing helps learners to gain confidence, and it engages them. Reading passages help learners to improve their vocabulary and grammar skills. Rearranging sentences helps ESL learners with their sentence structures. Unscrambling words help learners with their spelling and word recognition. Reading dialogues and answering questions requires learners to think, use their listening skills, and their imaginations. They will also be able to put sentences in correct orders, identify specific words, learn how to be critical thinkers. Part A. Games are good tools to use when teaching ESL learners. They play a significant role in teaching ESL learners. There are all types of games. To name a few, there are grammar games, vocabulary games, sentence games, unscramble the word games, and matching games. Games challenges ESL learners by making them think and keeping them engaged. They also help them to better process English lessons. Using games in your lessons can have a significant impact on what students learn. Learning the English language can be frustrating. It's a challenging task that requires constant effort. Games are good for employing a language using real contexts. Games helps improve all areas of English skills. This in turn fosters better communication. Games are regarded as a teacher's best helper. By using games, ESL learners get to experiment, and it allows students to focus on the use of the English language, rather than the English language itself. The English language is brought to life, because games provide stimulating activities. ESL learners can learn games, without being aware they are doing so. Learners are given the opportunity to learn, practice, concentrate, and review materials, using games. This benefits learners cognitively, it promotes the spontaneous use of language, and communicative competence. Games are considered as a significant part of teaching the English language, because they can be used in all stages of the lessons being taught. Moreover, games are good for enhancing listening skills. Speaking and listening is an important part of learning the English language. For a student to have speaking success, must listen and pay close attention to what's being said. Many people think learning should be taken seriously. This is a big misconception on people's part. It is possible to learn and have fun while learning. The best way of doing so is through games. Part B, read the below reading passage. Adult games reading passage. Hi, I'm Betty. As a child, I enjoyed playing games. My mother played all types of spelling games with me. My favorite game was Scrabble. When our family get together, we play games. When my daughter was little, we played games for hours. When I teach my students, I use games as an instructional tool to teach my students. Many people like games because they are fun. I like games because they enhance vocabulary, grammar, and listening skills. Part B, answer the adult games reading passage questions. Who enjoy playing games? What was Betty's favorite game? My mother would play all types of blank with me. When my daughter was little, we played blank for hours. Part B, Exercise 1. Vocabulary words. Repeat after me. Games. Favorite. Vocabulary. Grammar. Listening skills. Learners. Part B, Exercise 2. Make sentences with the following words. Games. Favorite. Vocabulary. Grammar. Listening skills. Learners. Part C, Reading game passage. Playing games teaches students new concepts, ideas, and learn new ways of analyzing problems. Games provide a context to engage in practices. Many ESL learners need practice to internalize vocabulary, grammar, and sentence structures. For many ESL students have never played games at home. For those kinds of students, games are exciting, because they learn a large variety of skills. ESL students develops various connections with the contents they are learning and have positive memories of learning. Positive connections when learning facilitates good experiences and confidence. As a child, playing games reinforced my learning. The more my brain encountered the material, the easier it was to process what I learned. Games reduce kids' stress. Children are happy and engaged when they play games. Children are comfortable when they play games. This in turn helps them to concentrate. Moreover, children can remember English words better because of joy of playing games. Games motivates children and generate fluency. Answer the reading game passage questions. Games reduce kids' blank. Games provide a context to engage in blank. As a child, playing games reinforced my blank. Games motivate children and generate blank. Part C, Exercise 1, Children and Teenagers Reading Passage. My name is John. My brother Henry loves playing games. His favorite games are spelling games. He is a good speller. He has won the spelling bee contest 3 times. My friend Ben also likes playing games. He likes math games, whereas I like science games. Ben wants to be an accounting. I want to be a doctor. My father is a doctor. He loves helping sick people. My mother is a veterinarian. She loves animals. We have 2 dogs and 3 cats at our house. Answer the children and teenagers reading passage questions. Who has a brother named Henry? Whose favorite games are spelling games? What does Ben want to be? What does Henry want to be? What does John want to be? Who is a veterinarian? Who is a doctor? Part C, Exercise 2. Make sentences with the below words. John. Henry. Ben. Father. Mother. Doctor. Veterinarian. Dogs. Cats. Part C, Exercise 3. Games has many benefits. The advantages of games are endless. Games give ESL learners confidence, because they motivate and challenge students. They provide language reinforcers in listening, speaking, writing, and reading. Students can overcome their shyness and become more verbal and communicate more effectively. Games help students to think outside the box. Questions. Do you like games? What kind of games do you like? How often do you play games? Who do you play games with? Do you like to play games by yourself or with others? Part D, Role Play Dialogue. Janet, Sarah, how have you been? Sarah, things haven't been going that great for me lately. Janet, oh, that's too bad. Sarah, the other day I broke my computer. Janet, sorry to hear that. Sarah, the computer guy told me, for the price it would cost to get it fixed, I would be better off getting another one. Janet, perhaps you can get a refurbished one. Sarah, I don't know if it's a good idea to do that. Janet, my brother Tommy got one 1 year ago. He hasn't had any issues with it yet. Sarah, maybe I'll go do some research on one. Answer the questions. What is the dialogue about? What is the problem? What are some practical solutions to the problem? Answers. Part B. 1 Betty. 2 Scrabble. 3 Games. 4 Games. Part C. 1 Stress. 2 Practices. 3 Learning. 4 Fluency. Part C Exercise 1. 1 John. 2 Henry. 3 An Accountant. 4 An Accountant. 5 A Scientist. 6 A Doctor. 7 John and Henry's Mother. 8 John and Henry's Father. Part D. A Broken Computer. S has no money to fix his or her computer. Get a new computer, a refurbished computer, or get the old one fixed. That concludes this audio. Bye for now.